I'm Rona Tarrant. Agents from the Office of New Mexico's Attorney General executed a search warrant to obtain records from the Archdiocese of Santa Fe regarding at least two former priests credibly accused of child sexual abuse. In a statement, the Archdiocese said the priests were among clergy included on a list of 74 names of Catholic leaders accused of abuse that was released in September 2017. The Archdiocese said it continues to cooperate with law enforcement in the pursuit of justice for victims. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to making false statements to Congress regarding a Trump Organization real estate project in Moscow, prompting Trump to call him a liar and a weak person. Cohen entered his guilty plea in a federal court in Manhattan. The charging document said Cohen provided false statements to create the impression that a Trump real estate project in Moscow had ended by the time the political primary season began. World leaders have arrived in Buenos Aires for the first day of the Group of 20, where global trade tensions fueled by President Trump's trade war with China are expected to dominate the agenda. Days before the summit, President Trump said current tariff levels of $200 billion of Chinese imports would raise as planned and threaten tariffs on other Chinese exports. The G20 runs until tomorrow. The Human Rights Office for the Archdiocese of San Salvador is urging the prompt prosecution of those responsible in the assassination of Saint Oscar Romero. A statement this week said excuses and barriers have been used for more than 38 years to not seek justice, as well as justice for thousands of Salvadorans who were murdered, tortured, and disappeared during the country's conflict. In October, a judge in El Salvador issued a capture order for a former military captain suspected in the killing of Saint Romero. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.